I am me. But who is me? And what is my identity? Because I know me, or at least the me I see. The one I feel, sense and hear when I speak. But who do they see when they look at and judge me? I am white. That's my skin. That's the body I'm in. It comes with privilege and power from those structures that surround me. I'm on a journey, winding through andragogy, to avoid the fragility, surrounded by white supremacy, living in a racist society, trying not to be complicit, be the best that I can be, allyship, not a saviour, listening, learning and acting with my behaviour. What does my whiteness mean for me? I am British, from the Isles of Albion, where the boats came from, the colonial power, the origins of the genocide, the atrocity. I benefit from the crimes of those before me. But that's not who I want to be. So I work on myself. Decolonization is a verb, an action word, a way to be. Not a virtue signal, an active effort from me. I am queer in my gender and my sexuality. And that makes me me. Not a man or a woman. I'm non-binary. And I love people for being people, regardless of their identity. My queerness may not always be clear to see, but it's part of who I am, authentically me. I dance in the rainbow to love them and love me and express myself how I want to be. I am neurodiverse. My brain works differently, but different doesn't mean wrong, just diversity. A weakness to some, but a strength for me. I have a strong sense of justice and empathy. To right the wrongs of this world, promote fairness and equity. I question the norms of society, to challenge how we do things, improve humanity. I know how I flourish with myself authentically. I am disabled. That's not a bad word, just a description, a term. Barriers in my way from society. My body works differently, but the world makes it a disability. My identity is clear to me, but not in the way you might expect to see. It's invisible and dynamic and has complexity. In disability, I found my community. My body is my body, and it's perfectly me. So looking at equality and equity and inclusivity, who do they see? Do they see the diversity that exists within me? For I am deep and complex and a wonderful thing. I am queer and disabled and a neurodiverse being. I am bright and I shine and I'm the best that I can be. But most importantly, I am me.